Here's a look at some of your closing markets on this Tuesday, the 19th day of November. Take a look at the Missouri Stocker Formula, 6,641 head with a weighted average weight of 551.55 pounds. Price value of $290.24. That's 51 cents lower than Monday's formula price. Estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Tuesday, 126,000 head of cattle. That's up 5,000 from a week ago, down 1,000 from a year ago. Tuesday's hog slaughter at 489,000, even with a week ago, down 1,000 head from a year ago. Monday was cattle auction day at the Callaway Livestock Center in Kingdom City, 1,789 head this week. Compared to last week, a much lighter offering of steers under 500 pounds stayed $8 lower. Other steers sold anywhere from firm to $7 higher. Heifers mostly steady to higher undertones noted there. The steers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights at 320 to 337.50. 5 to 6 weights at 290, 75 to 328, 6 to 7 weights at 265 to 288.50, some 7 to 8 weights, 253 and a quarter to 275.50, 2 loads of 874-pound steers at 264, a load of 905-pound steers at 255 and a quarter. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights at 281 to 311. 5-6 weights at 259 to 280, 6-7 weights at 263.75 to 274, some 7-8 weights at 233.75 to 255. Closing futures markets on the Chicago Board of Trade. Corn closed the day 2 cents lower on the December, 427 and a quarter. March down 2 at 437 and 3 quarters. May down a penny and a half, 445 and a quarter. January beans 11 and a quarter lower, 998 and a half. March down 10 and a half at 1008 and a half. May at 1021 and a half, down 9 and 3 quarters. December wheat 2 and a half higher, 549 and 3 quarters. March at 567 and 3 quarters, up 2, and May 577 up 2 and a half. On the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for December up 247, 186.57, February 188 up 202, and April 189.42 up 150. Feeder cattle for November 254.25 up 242, January 252 up 250, and March at 251.25 up 262. Lean hogs for December 79.55 down 47, February 82.87 down 40, and April 87.10 down 32. With the Missouri Department of Agriculture, that's your farm news. This is Tony Hancock.